somewhere. I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. Again, and it's called 1-2-X-U.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
Yeah. tell me your name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game.
Thank you. they blew the horns and the walls came down. They'd all been warned and the walls came down. They stood there. Sanctuary fades, congregation splits, nightly military raids, the congregation splits, it's the song of assassins, ringing in your ears, we got terrorists thinking, playing on fears.
From 1983's Modern Romans album, that's The Call here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh with The Walls Came Down. Before that, from 89, I believe, is when The Alarm put out Sold Me Down the River. Also played Adam Ant in there doing his cover of The Doors, Hello, I Love You. And start off that entire set with some Lou Reed. Mr. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. People call me the Mockster, and I appreciate you taking some time to listen to see what I've got programmed or slated for the next 4 hours. That's right, 4 hours. Now, I'm going to break it up a little bit, so in 2 hours, I'll do a radio calendar and a music calendar, let you know some things going on around town, and then on that third hour, going into the fourth hour, I do a thing called the Mock. Yeah, this mock where I take an artist, a word, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs that somehow relate to whatever the theme is for this week. I'll tell you what that theme is later on in the show. Later on in the show. But before we get into anything more, I want to get back into more music. And speaking of music, and I mentioned I have a music calendar and a radio calendar coming up in a couple hours, and this will hopefully be on it still. Steve Wynn, he's coming to town. I'll tell you more information about that in a couple hours, but he's coming in September. As of yet, I checked this morning, and the venue said, yeah, he's still on as far as we know. So from his Here Come the Miracles album, it's Steve Wynn.
I think I wanna see what you're made makes me dead. test myself to see what can and do beyond the point of anything that anyone has tried to suffer through before. And only the pain remains. Sustain, sustain, sustain. Nothing that time can explain.
again.
Their Regretfully Yours release, Super Drag, and Sucked Out here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, Teenage Fan Club, a B-side or an additional track, I don't know, is off the What You Do To Me EP, previously unreleased up to that point, which is like 30 years ago now, but them doing Madonna's Like a Virgin. Also, the Feelies went back to the Good Earth album, and I've said many times, Feelies, one of my favorite bands. And Good Earth, probably my favorite Feelies album. And that one was actually produced by Peter Buck of REM. And I'll tell you now, just a little spoiler alert, not the only album that I'm going to play or song from an album that Peter Buck has some production credits on in this program. Let's Go is the name of the Feelies track, and start off the entire set with some Steve Wynn. I believe it's the 15th. September 15th is the date he is to be performing. And in fact, while I'm just rambling about that, if you go to undertowmusic.com, you can find out more information about tickets and information about the show. But Steve Wynn coming to town, and that is the only way you can get tickets, just so you know. It's one of those shows that you got to know someone. You know me, the Mockster. So hopefully that'll help you, and hopefully Steve will be able to make it into town. We are about halfway past the first, in the first hour of this program called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, and I got more music for you. Yeah, I do. How about some Mission of Burma?
One was stacked with papers, confused by the details. Dangerous, they are just monuments, demanding to get a reaction. Can't forget.
Somebody once told me that a wise man is just a fool. You gotta learn about life on the streets. You waste your time in school.
Up and maybe you can slip right in. picking at it. Subliminal messages are piped through intercoms.
Keep your doors unlocked.
Closed circuit TV cameras installed in every jar.
Every part of the chair is a second date.
You'll be under constant scrutiny. So if you break the rules, you'll have to do your duty. Faculty sponge bath on alternate Tuesdays. It's a lot to ask for. It's no bed of roses. Brownie points are acknowledged, so sharpen up your noses. A degree from this house of learning prepares you in a career of anima nursing. Your position in life is assured. Isn't that reassuring?
Gregory's Funhouse reminding you it is back to school time. Indeed it is. As you look out around the Carnegie Mellon campus, kids are walking around, and they're trying to get back to normal. But you know, we're all trying to get back to normal. But it is back to school for kids of that age and little kids, and you know, all that good stuff. So let's keep them safe. That's all I'm going to say is let's keep them safe. In fact, right now, millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Now, your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $48,000 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctors and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents who have their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. This message brought to you by your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, in that set of music before the Gregory's Funhouse, how about something brand new from The Sorrows? Now, I've been playing this past couple weeks, and I'll play it in the future because it's a new release, and I'm trying out new tracks for you almost each and every week. That was Street Punk Blues. Now, if you didn't hear me last week or didn't hear me talk about this, the album's called Love Too Late, the real album. So the album was originally released back in 1980, but under, like, the producer kind of messed things up and brought in other players and all that. So the band, literally 40 years later, got together and re-recorded the album as they wanted to put it out, and it just came out just recently. Band's called Sorrows. It's on the Big Stir record label. Before that, Rich Kids, title track from their Ghosts of Princes and Towers. Had to play that because one of those rich kids, Glenn Matlock, the original bass player of the Sex Pistols. Yeah, that's the band he formed with Midge after he left the Pistols. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday. It is number 65 for Sir Glenn Matlock. So I played some Rich Kids for you. And start off the entire set with Mission of Burma and Forget. And before I forget anything, I just got to remind you that if you have a request for a show in the future, it's got to be a future show, this show is full, send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Hey, and speaking of Mission of Burma, you know, I've played Mission of Burma. I think I'm allowed to play a Mission of Burma cover.
Once I had my Truth is not that.
From the Labor of Love album, some UB40 with a Cherry O Baby. Sadly, Brian Travers succumbed to cancer this past week, a founding member of UB40. So I wanted to go back and play something in tribute in honor of Mr. Travers. Squirt Gun before that with Frederick's Frost, also Ed Gein's Car. That's the name of the band from a 7-inch they put out back, I think it was 1985, in Brain Dead Baby. Felt the need to play that because the namesake, not the car itself, but the namesake of the band, Ed Gein, today would have been the anniversary of his birth. It is the anniversary of his birth. He died back in 1984, thankfully. And if you're alive today, he would only be 115 years old. So I played some Ed Gein's Car, Brain Dead Baby, and start off the entire set with Graham Coxon. Graham Coxon of Blur fame from a solo release of his. And his cover of Mission of Burma's That's When I Reach for My Revolver. Hey, you know what? That's when I reach for the remote and I say, gosh, how do I get off this radio show? How do I turn the channel? And you can't. I control everything now. It's all because you did get vaccinated. Yeah, it's not Bill Gates. It's the Mockster now that is in your DNA. And I'm just going to change it. I'm going to change you into a fan of this radio show. We are approaching the top of the hour. Speaking of, before I get into the hour, we are approaching the top of the hour. And being a fan of this radio show, I want you to be a fan of this radio station because we have so many great shows on this station. Like, for example, on Tuesdays, there's this thing called a minute pause. Now, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute. On the schedule, it says a minute pause, and it doesn't. Because a minute pause is just 60 seconds of space. Why, a minute pause is almost insignificant amount of time. So get it straight. The minute pause happens each and every Tuesday with your host Sean Watson from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And if you're lucky enough, at 2 p.m. there's a replay of the Viva La Mock radio show from the Friday before. So wow, Tuesdays can't go wrong, can they? Can they? Anyway, as I was mentioning, we are getting up to the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. It is WRCT Pittsburgh, and I appreciate you tuning in and listening. Another hour, we're going to do a music and a radio calendar, and then in two hours, I will have a mock. And, yep, it is not a Rolling Stones mock, but how about in that next set of music, I give you a hint or even tell you what the mock is, or I should say within the next hour, because I'll forget after the next set of music. I'm just being honest. This is just you and me talking. I'm going to forget. But when I do remember, I will remember to tell you what the mock is. Hey, did you know, speaking of dates and today marks the 30th anniversary of Pearl Jam's debut album 10 being released. Yeah, it was 30 years ago today. So in tribute, let's do it only the way I think the mockster can. Let's pay tribute to the release of 10.
Nothing but while you were sitting home alone at age 13, your real daddy was dying. Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad we told. Oh, I'm still alive. Hey, I'm still alive. Hey,
she said, do I deserve to be? Is that the question? And if it's so, it's so. Who answers? And I'm still alive, yeah. I'm still alive.
Treadmill, no thanks to the grindstone. There's plenty of descent from these rungs below. The clockwork of destruction hanging low over our heads. Always a smokestack cloud or a slow walk in death. No light ever shines. Dead in tears that dry. Maybe a waste of words and time. Never a waste of life. The treadmill. No thanks to the grindstone. There's plenty of descent from these rungs below. The clockwork of destruction hanging close over our heads. Always a smokestack cloud or a slow walk in death. No light ever shines, dead in tears that dry.